It is time for class session number 105 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bibles and find in your Bible the book of Nehemiah and turn to the book of Nehemiah chapter 8. And in just a few moments, we're going to read from Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 1 through 8. To begin this Sunday school lesson. It is a lesson about teaching the law of God. Now, while you're turning to Nehemiah chapter 8, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher for the church at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we are studying the Sunday school lessons that were written by a preacher named E.A. Elam. He was a graduate of the college that used to be in Spencer, Barrett College, and he spent his years as a gospel preacher and a Bible teacher. And in his latter years, he wrote Sunday school lessons down and had them published in a little book that could be used by the churches. And they're excellent lessons, and there's no sense for these sitting on the shelf and no one knowing about them. And so for the material I'm using for the Warren County Radio Bible School, I thought I would read to you some of E.A. Elam's Sunday school lessons. And so we're going to look at the text and read the lessons. And this is a Sunday school lesson he prepared for September the 10th, 1922. And it's based on the text that is found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Now, what I'm going to do is read the text from the American Standard Version of the Bible of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 18. But I've got a little bit of difficulty here that you will sympathize with. If you have read your Bible very much, you know that sometimes the names in the Bible are very difficult to know how to pronounce. And so we've got some of these in this text. In Nehemiah chapter 8 in verse 4, there are 13 names, and as I look at them, I can pronounce some of them, but I would just stumble over them if I tried to read them out loud on the radio. And then again, in Nehemiah chapter 8, and verse 7, there are 13 additional names. So I'm not going to try to read each of those names as I do this reading. I'll call attention to them as I read them. I'm not going to just skip them because I want you to know they're there. But the pronunciation of them is something that right now is beyond me. Maybe if I work on it a while, I could do it a little better. I do always like the advice that I heard from someone who was trying to teach me how to do better and read better. And he said, if you come across a word you cannot pronounce, then say it loud. You know, I could just say these names as I think they ought to be and maybe say them with enough confidence that you would think that's the way to pronounce them. But I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to skip over these names. I'll call attention to them as I do this reading. And so I'm going to read from Nehemiah chapter 8. And actually, in the American Standard Version, Nehemiah chapter 8 begins in a paragraph. The paragraph of this actually begins at the latter part of the last verse of chapter 7. That's Nehemiah chapter 7 and verse 73. And so I'm going to read the very last part of that verse and then read verses 1 through 18. So if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. And here is what the text says. And when the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in their cities, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the broad place that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which Jehovah had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the broad place what was before the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and women, and of those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood six men on the right and seven men on the left. And their names are given in this text. And so starting off Nehemiah 8:5, Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Jehovah the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with the lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. And then there are these 13 other men that are mentioned, and their names are in the text of Nehemiah 8 and verse 7. And after naming those men, it says that those men and the Levites caused the people to understand the law. And the people stood in their place, and they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and they gave the sense so that they understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto the people, This day is holy unto Jehovah your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to him, for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye grieved, for the joy of Jehovah is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day were gathered together the heads of the fathers' houses of the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to give attention to the words of the law. And they found written in the law how that Jehovah had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth to the mount and fetch olive branches and branches of wild olive and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. For the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the broad place of the water gate, and the broad place of the gate of Ephraim, and all the assembly of them that were come again out of the captivity, made booths, and dwell in booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun unto the day, had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. And on the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according to the ordinance. Well, that is Nehemiah chapter 8. The golden text for this lesson is found in Psalm 119 and verse 33. Teach me, O Jehovah, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is also found in Psalm 119. And I am now going to read Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I have kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might observe thy word. I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Let me read to you Elam's introduction to this lesson. The subject of this lesson should impress one most seriously. The wall was finished on the 25th day of the Jewish month Elul, in the 6th month of the Jewish year, or about the middle of our last of September. When this work was completed, Nehemiah made his brother Hanani and Hananiah rulers over Jerusalem. He also instituted the examination into the genealogical records in chapter 7. Every one city was determined by the register, and priests, Levites, and all Israel were settled, each in his own city, Nehemiah 7:73. The wall having been finished, the temple having been put in order, all things were now ready for the restoration of the true worship of God. Ezra was joined by Nehemiah in this great work. The time was favorable, for the people desired to hear the word of God. As we read in the New Testament, in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And so the law was read and explained. In the explanatory notes, Nehemiah 8 and verse 1, "On the first day of the Jewish year, all the people, men, women, and children old enough to understand the law of God, gathered themselves together as one man before the water gate and requested Ezra to read to them the law of God. The water gate was on the eastern side of the city and led to the brook Kidron, and the broad place before this gate was a public square south of the temple." Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 2. "According to the request of the people, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly. This, as stated, was on the first day of the 7th month. This was the first day of the civil year, and the day of the Feast of Trumpets. The new year was ushered in by the blowing of trumpets, as described in Leviticus 23, verses 23 through 25, and Numbers chapter 19, and verse 1. This day was one of solemn rest and a holy convocation." Nehemiah 8 and verse 3, "Ezra read from the law from early morning," that is from the light, as it says in the margin, "until midday in the presence of the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. This was a most impressive sight." Suppose people now were sufficiently anxious to learn God's will as to do this, all would soon come to a knowledge of the truth. It is thought by some that the people stood while the law was read and sat while it was explained. We read in verses 4 through 7 of Nehemiah 8 that a pulpit of wood, or an elevated platform, was prepared for Ezra to stand upon. "And beside him stood 6 prominent men on his right hand and 7 on his left to assist him. When Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people," for he was above the people, "they stood out of respect for the word of God." Many people now show no respect at all for the word of God when it is read, and give no attention to it whatsoever. When the people stood, Ezra blessed Jehovah the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen and amen." With the lifting up of their hands, they stood to thank and praise God, and they bowed their heads and worshiped Jehovah with their faces to the ground. That's as far as we're going to get on this lesson today. Make sure you tune in for the next class, and we'll finish. You may now be dismissed.